Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode, a titillating episode of Vent This. You won't believe who's here with us again. A multi-Emmy-winning producer-director. She's directed General Hospital, All My Children, Bold and the Beautiful, just to name a few. It's our very own Shelley Curtis. We have Dr. Frank, her husband, is with us today, too.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
So, how have you been? All right?
I'm doing great. Everything's moving forward, moving the ball forward.
Moving forward. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, move forward. Keep going. So, all right. Well, we're here, people. We're here to listen to your gripes and grumblings and your tidbits of shit that annoys you, and I'll spit it out eventually. So let's just get into it. Loretta, I think she's got the first vent.
Okay, here we go. I made the biggest mistake of my life, and I can't make it better. My husband and I were invited to our friend's home for a potluck dinner, and we're told it is also a surprise party for the hostess. My husband said he would pick up a gift after I gave him some gift options. I said, great, one less thing I have to worry about. It's the day of the party, and we're on our way. I asked him, what did you buy? And he said, you will love it because you have one too. That sounded suspicious, but I let it go. My friend opens up the gift, and it is a Thighmaster, the one Suzanne Summers designed. My friend was mortified, and so was I. She is overweight, and she was insulted by the gift. She has not spoken to me since, and my husband does not understand why she is mad at us. Signed, lost a friend.
He's just trying to help her.
Yeah, the problem, Chuck, is that's a re-gift because they don't make those anymore.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Suzanne Summers, is she still
alive?
She's
dead.
No, she's dead.
Yeah. I think this guy clearly is on the spectrum. Okay. Like, I mean, that is like really spectrumy behavior.
To give a dead person's
thighmaster to a woman implying that she has fat cellulite thighs.
Yeah, but this was manufactured while she was alive.
Well, I don't think the issue is whether lovely Suzanne Summers is alive or dead. I think the issue is it's implicit in the gift that the recipient has fat, ugly thighs.
Yes.
I don't think that's a nice thing to tell a woman, unless, of course, it's your wife.
Right.
then
it's okay.
That's the worst thing you could do, Frank.
I would never, ever do such a thing. Of course, it's unindicated in my case.
Great.
But it was a potluck dinner. So doesn't this fit into the equation somehow?
No, potluck means everybody brings a meal. And so that's all it is. I bring mashed potatoes, you bring a prime rib.
No, I understand what a potluck dinner is, but in that potluck, can't you bring like a weird gift? It's potluck with the gifts too.
No.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. Correct.
It's not pot gifts.
Put the shoe on the other foot. Imagine if this guy was the recipient of the gift and somebody got him a bottle of Rogaine foam for his hair. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. How would he feel about that?
Right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Since we're talking medical things, I came across something online, and Frank, you would know this. There's something now called Scrotox.
What?
Yes, Scrotox. It's Botox for your scrotum. It's like, come on, really? Do we really need to take the wrinkles out of that? I looked it up. I Googled it. I found it.
Oh, for God's sakes, that's ridiculous.
It's like, are we that vain that we have to get the wrinkles out everywhere?
Did you make that up, Chuck?
I did not make it. Google it. Scrotox. It's there.
How do you get a needle in your scrotum? Pardon my language, but that's got to hurt.
I didn't read the whole thing, but, you know, I mean, come on.
Scott, I think somebody's pulling your leg because there's no muscle.
Pulling your, you know.
It's on the. Somebody's pulling your scrotum. It's on the. I mean, if you Google scrotox, scrotox, it's there. You got a before and an after picture. There's not much difference. Oh yeah,
that's disgusting.
How did we get there? Talk about potluck.
That is completely disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
Some new soap out. That they're advertising about cleaning men, and you clean them from the, you know, the top of the head down through their package and everything. And I'm like, is this a Saturday Night Live thing? That would be a gift. That would be embarrassing.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christy, what's the most embarrassing gift you ever received in your life?
I don't think I've ever received an embarrassing gift.
Well, there's still time. When's your birthday?
I hope not. Never. And I'm not telling you.
What about you, Chuck?
I don't think I've ever, the one that affected me the most is I had a birthday party with, I think about 50 people in a bar, and what was very weird about it is we were all sitting around eating, and all of a sudden this girl came up to me and grabbed my hand, and I turned around and I knew her. And of course, with my girlfriend there, I blurted out, "Oh my God, I know you." She was a stripper. So that went over really big with my girlfriend, and she pulled me up on stage and stripped me. As she stripped me down to just my underpants. You know,
this is not real, Chuck.
I bet you were wishing you had some scrotox at that.
Yes, exactly. I could have been more impressive. No, but that was the one that I think affected me the most. I actually have video of it. And it was way back when video cameras didn't work with low light and all that stuff. And somebody actually, it was a dark restaurant bar situation. And somebody actually mounted a flashlight on the top of their video camera. So there's this hot spot in the video just wherever he pointed, which made it even more seedy looking. But yeah, I mean, that's the one that, and I don't know, I guess it was an embarrassing moment because there I am in front of all the people that I work with and I'm in my underpants, but, you know, it was fun. It's like I was,
what about you, Frank?
28 years old.
What about you? Have you ever had an embarrassing gift?
You know, nobody ever gives me gifts. I wonder why. So I don't know. It's never happened.
Well, that in itself is not fun.
All right.
Yeah, well, I haven't received a gift since my 9th birthday.
Well, when's your birthday, Frank? I'll send you a gift.
That's okay. I try to keep it secret. That's maybe why I don't get it.
Oh, that's why nobody knows.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so much for, I don't even know what to call that.
Potluck. It was potluck. Yeah.
Yeah. I think my recommendation to this, this woman who sent in the vent would be to send her husband for some form of sensitivity training. because he's clearly a little bit unaware of things that might be offensive to others, especially to women. So
agreed.
I think that would be our official recommendation from the show would be to send him to sensitivity training. And the best sensitivity training would be to get him a subscription to this very show because we teach people how to be sensitive.
Excellent.
That's right. That's perfect.
Very good. Ventus.org. Right. Go
we
there.
Teach you how to live here at Ventus.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. So should we move on to the next, hopefully pleasant vent?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This one's called Friend Stealer. Okay. Hello, fellow venters. I hope my friend hears this. I had a party at my house and invited my best friend and many others. Well, my best friend hits it off with another friend of mine, and now they're inseparable. And sometimes they don't include me whenever they make plans. I'm really hurt and don't know if I should just dump the two of them. Signed, Paula from Ohio.
Well, you know, this kind of stuff happens. I mean, you know, friends get together, people meet, sparks fly. And, you know, I mean, doesn't Paula have more friends that she could spend some time with? This happens in a lot of relationships. I don't know if it's good or bad, but people get together, then they isolate themselves. They get to learn about themselves. And then, you know, they come back out and be with people. And Dr. Frank, I don't know, what's your take on this whole thing?
You know, I can see it both ways, Chuck. I agree with you. But on the other hand, I could see how her feelings are hurt. You introduce two people and the next thing you know, they run off and they kind of, you feel like you're being dumped. So I think that she's got to be big about this and accept it. But I do think that, she does have reason to feel, a little bit hurt. And so I get it. But, you know, we're not in fourth grade anymore. We got to be adults. Mm-hmm. And these things happen. And I think what she should do is look at it and say, you know what? I've created a new friendship for people. That's great. And think of it as, you know, expanding her influence rather than diminishing her value. That's the way
I would. Right. And she created maybe a brand new loving relationship there. And if it's a true best friend, she'll be back. She's taking some time off.
It just shows how important she is to them that she was able to put those people together. There, it's not a bad thing necessarily.
Yeah, but we do all, right. We've all been there. We all kind of understand that it is, you know, it does hurt your feelings a little bit. Like, hey, what am I? You know, why am I not invited to this next dinner party? But I get it. But this is a legitimate event, but the solution is to be an adult.
What I want to add to this is Shelly's my good friend. I don't want to share Shelly with my other friends. She is my friend. And then suddenly when I did, everybody fell in love with Shelly. And now I don't see Shelly enough. And I got hurt in the beginning, but I love her so much. And I still don't want to share you, Shelly. So I understand where this lady's coming from. You know,
I understand where she's coming from. But by the way, I'm able to be friends with you. I still love you.
But Chris, the reason that you don't see Shelly very much is because you moved to the boondocks, okay? And you live so freaking far away.
That's true.
That one needs to, like, you know, either have a helicopter to deal with LA traffic,
yeah,
or schedule your meeting at 3 a.m. So that's why you guys don't see each
okay.
other.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, we solved this, right? I mean, we fixed it. Paula, don't be upset.
And if you are upset, ghost them.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Ghost them. That'll fix it all.
Yeah. All right. Well, then let's go on to our third vent.
All right. That's another one, right? Is that a Loretta?
I think so. Loretta, we need you.
My vent is weird, even to me, because I don't know if I should be flattered or weirded out. My neighbor saw that I had a party, and he was wondering what the party was for. I told him I just celebrated my 40th birthday. He was very congratulatory and sweet. I live in a townhouse, so he lives next to me, and that's how he noticed the cars and friends. A few days later, there was a beautiful package wrapped on my doorstep. It was from my neighbor. So as you can imagine, I was excited to open it. Well, it was this gorgeous lingerie set with a note that said, "Happy birthday and to many more years filled with fun and laughter." I was shocked and put off by this. I haven't even had a date with this guy, and he is sending me this kind of gift? Signed, "Slow down, buddy."
Well, at least it wasn't a thigh master. She's That's already true. Ahead of the game there.
You're right. But these are two single people, right? I mean, come on, just put the lingerie on, go knock on the door, get the party started. I mean, what's the problem?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. I think that that this lady's a little too sensitive. The yeah. truth of the matter is, he didn't physically accost her. He gave her a gift, which was complimentary to her. Mm-hmm. If he didn't like the way she looked or who she was, he wouldn't have done it.
He wouldn't have been interested at all. Yeah.
His way of reaching out in a very benign way. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just an example of people these days being too damn sensitive. Okay. She could just send him a thank you note and never see him again, or she could call him and set up a date. That's all it was. I think that people need to get a little bit of a sense of humor and yes. to stop being yes. so darned sensitive.
Yes. Yes. Everything's black and white now and cut and dry and just,
If I don't 40, agree with you, Frank.
If I were 40 and single, I'd put that outfit on and get a bottle of champagne and go right over.
If there you go. Guy,
no.
If you like the guy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're Gentlemen, interested, go knock on the door with the outfit on.
What I was going to say is I'd be weirded out like this lady, whatever her name was, because every time I see him, I'm going to think that he's looking at me in like a lewd or, you know, lechy way because he's envisioning me in this negligee. And I'm going to get all creeped out by that.
But that's if you're not interested. That's if you're not interested.
But Chrissy, that's you. Okay. Like you think that he's looking at you in a way that makes you uncomfortable. he isn't actually looking at you that way, that's you being very sensitive. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. People need to get a little tougher. Okay. Yeah. You should be able to look at this neighbor when you're on your lawn, even if you're not interested in him, and not feel that he's undressing you with his eyes because he didn't do anything.
You could send him a thank you note and say your boyfriend loved the outfit.
That's a
good idea.
Great idea.
Challenge genius.
Right there. Brilliant idea. That's great.
But that changes the dynamics of all of it then. Then forget having a date.
Well, she clearly doesn't want to have a date with him. And if she did, she wouldn't feel so offended.
That's true. Yeah. I say lighten up and go with it. But, okay.
Yeah. Look, go ahead, Chrissy.
No, I was just going to say, even if I wanted to have a date with him, let's say he's like drop dead gorgeous, hot as a hot potato, I still would get freaked out because it seems like he crossed the line without getting to know me. He's like already putting me in a negligee. I don't think so.
I don't know if he's that good looking.
But Chrissy, I think that tells you something about him. So he might not be the right guy for you. Okay. But that doesn't mean that he's, a rapist or some type of a pervert. He just took a very aggressive tack to see how you would respond. Now it would be the wrong recipient, but to somebody else, he might get a good response. So I think that in your case, he's not the guy for you. You got to go get somebody else.
If I were the neighbor, he'd be the guy for me.
And Chrissy, this lets me know that you're not the girl for me.
That's.
I could have told you that, Chuck.
Chrissy, you're off the show.
That's it. Yeah. You're out of here.
Yeah. Chrissy, just don't ghost me.
No wonder you moved all the way to the boonies.
Nobody wants to see me.
So, all right. So did we solve that? No, of course not. But we had some giggles. Right? Yeah. We had some laughs here. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We gave them alternatives.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Anybody else have something to bitch about before we go?
I'm good. I'm bitched out.
You're bitched out? All right.
Yeah. I got a lot, but I'm going to save it for a future show.
Another okay. episode. All right. Well,
Oh, yay. So Frank's coming back.
There we go. We'll have Frank back. Dr. Frank will be back with us. All right. Well, that concludes another episode of Vent This. And I hope we did provide you with some food for thought, things you can think about, and a few giggles. Don't forget to go to ventthis.org and write us a vent. Write on the website your vent. Or you can leave a voicemail vent by calling 818-570-2535. Does anybody want to hear the number again?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 818-570-2535. We'll play your voicemail on an upcoming episode. Now go out there and try to be nice to people.
Yeah, and if you have any medical vents, we're open to that.
Okay, we'll pretend to be doctors.
We have a doctor.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
We have a doctor. We can do medical episodes.
Chuck, can you do the number in your radio voice? I just love hearing it. You know, your radio voice.
And that number again is 818-570-2535.